You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Steve Roach unlocks the door of his album Skeleton Keys with a track called The Only Way In. It opens by going backwards.
That was a technique that I created where I took that actual piece and did a reverse technique on it and then brought it back out of itself. So where it feels like you're being sucked backwards in time. It really is that, playing as a metaphor with that idea that you're, blending and working with the inspirations from, years ago and infusing it into now.
On Steve Roach's Skeleton Keys, the acclaimed electronic musician revisits a sound he largely abandoned in the late 1980s, sequencer-driven analog synthesizer. That's what inspired him to enter music in the first place. In the 1980s, the cover of Tangerine Dream's Rubicon and Klaus Schulze's Time Wind hung in his wall the way some people mount crucifixes.
Rubicon and Time Wind, those were the two columns that were holding up the universe of this at that time. And, at that time I had this epiphany around the music that it was circular music and that it was, like a mandala that was made musical. I had that visual so strong. This was listening to it in a non-enhanced state of mind as well. So there are those kind of touchstones that I would do and I continue to feel connected to since Dreamtime, the last 25 years.
For Skeleton Keys, Roach came directly back to that sound. It seems as if he was following the spirit of T.S. Eliot and Little Gideon.
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
Like T.S. Eliot's life journey, Roach has returned to the beginning and seen it anew.
I don't feel like I'm at the end of the exploring, but I'm kind of coming full circle, and it's in terms of like a spiral circling back around to kind of a beginning point or a reference point of an earlier time, but with all that's happened over, 30-something years to inject into where I'm at now.
Which is to say, Roach hasn't just gone back to the sound of his 1986 sequencer masterpiece, Impetus. Instead, Skeleton Keys is informed by everything in between that began with Dreamtime Return in 1989 and continued through techno-tribal Drone Zone, Ambient Americana, and Adventures into the Abyss. But with Skeleton Keys, Steve Roach goes back to analog electronics in a big way. Over the last few years, he's been assembling a massive wall-sized synthesizer based around the old Moog modular systems that look like telephone switchboards with patch bays, knobs, and switches. And there is no keyboard.
There's no keyboard at all. The entire album and all the interlocking parts are all created from the way you carve out these patterns and sequences and rhythms with hands-on. So it really does have this feeling of shaping it, like you're carving something out using both hands on a large variety of knobs, on filters and envelopes and the essentials of, the components that make up the analog modular, the way I designed it for this style of music.
After 35 years of recording, Steve Roach now has the tools that his early heroes employed, only more stable. Central to the sound are his sequencers, devices that play repeating patterns of notes.
Some of the sequencers are still, they're designed off the early Moog sequencer that was used by Klaus and Tangerine Dream, the very exact sequencer. So that in itself, you know, it would be, I guess, like a guitarist getting a hold of an early Strat or a Gibson SG or something and having been inspired by guitarists that use that. And there's a certain thing that just happens when you put your hands on those instruments.
Roach recorded Skeleton Keys in real time, programming, manipulating, and layering sequences while he altered timbres, filters, and envelopes. He's like a cosmic juggler, keeping concentric circles of sound spinning in interlocked patterns.
It's created as you're hearing it. I mean, there's a completely live, interactive, organic currents that's happening, and I'm recording it as you're hearing it, so that's part of the energy that that music holds, is that you're not laying a track down and then syncing it back up and coming back and laying another track down and wondering if that worked. There's none of that going on. It's just, it's completely instinctive, intuitive, let it rip.
There are no chord sequences, drum machines, or ambient pads on the album. It's all dancing melodic lines, building, evolving, interacting, and deconstructing.
It's really like clock music. I mean, you're just taking patterns that are interlocking inside of other patterns. So it's really like mandala music, where concentric rings affect each other.
One thing that's different about this music for Steve Roach.
I'm also standing up. I mean, the whole feeling of playing this music is you're moving around a lot. You're not sitting in a chair and you're not sort of pondering things. It's body music too.
Skeleton Keys is one of Roach's most energized albums, but we still recommend listening to it laying down, a volume loud, spiraling into Roach's concentric space. Skeleton Keys is out on Project Records, and he's also released a companion prequel album, The Skeleton Collection, 2005 to 2015, out on Time Room Editions. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.